Welcome to episode 310 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we wrap up our week-long call for you to embrace boldness in this new year. Hebrews 4 verse 16. So whenever we are in need, we should come bravely before the throne of our merciful God. There we will be treated with undeserved grace, and we will find help. Jesus died to cleanse us of our sins, so we can boldly approach our God, who is holy and without sin.
Come ye disconsolate, where ye languish, come to the mercy seat.
If we come before the mercy seat, we will not be rejected. 2 Timothy 1, verses 7 to 8. God's Spirit doesn't make cowards out of us. The Spirit gives us power, love, and self-control. Don't be ashamed to speak for our Lord. And don't be ashamed of me just because I'm in jail for serving Him. Use the power that comes from God and join with me in suffering for telling the good news. God fills us with the Holy Spirit, who is bold and courageous. We do not have to muster courage and strength on our own. We simply submit to the Spirit of God that is within us. And if we are driven by that Spirit, we can go forward and we can witness without fear. Romans 8 verses 38 to 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God promises that nothing can separate us from His love. He's always with us, especially in times of crisis. Truly nothing can separate us. Nothing. 1 John 5 verse 14. We are certain God will hear our prayers when we ask for what pleases Him. When our hearts are aligned with God in faith, He tells us to pray with boldness, expecting that our prayers will be answered. God hears us, and God responds to us.
'Cause God hears when there are no words to speak. God hears.
1 Thessalonians 2, verse 2. As you are aware, we had already endured suffering and shameful treatment in Philippi. But in the face of strong opposition, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God. The Spirit of God emboldens us to proclaim the gospel without fear. We have been called to bring the gospel to the whole world. It is God's plan that these fallible human vessels be the ones through which the whole world will hear. And the whole world will hear when we boldly proclaim. And we can boldly proclaim because of the Spirit of God.
Ready yourselves, ready yourselves. Let us shine the light of Jesus in the darkest night. Oh, ready yourselves, ready yourselves.
As a result of his ministry, especially continuing to be faithful even in the face of persecution, Paul can say in Philippians 1 verse 14 that now most of the Lord's followers have become brave and are fearlessly telling the message. Boldness is contagious. When we are bold for Christ, enduring hardships for our faith, others are provoked to do the same.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning.
In our boldness to follow Jesus, we not just commit to him, but we also make a commitment to do what we can to bring others to a saving knowledge of him. Andrew Murray challenges us with these words: do not strive in your own strength. Cast yourself at the feet of the Lord Jesus and wait upon him in the sure confidence that he is with you and works in you. Strive in prayer. Let faith fill your heart so you will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Father, make us bold for you in what we say and in what we do. Help us to trust you more. Help us to obey you more. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.